back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I am in one of the most Baltimore Positive places. It says Costas above my head. I finally got rid of that gold and black Costas thing, and I got some perfect white here going on. Opening week, we've moved to opening day since we've been here. It's the 50th anniversary of the Maryland Lottery. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, and Leonard Raskin couldn't be here, but he sent his mallet, and I still have never used it. This is a special mallet, though. It has a beer opener on the other side, so wow. Big thanks to Raskin Global, nice. Window Nation, but the King of the Hill is here, and John Martin, I would say this to you. I got here 11:30 today, and I thought, everybody, Seth said, we're doing a little thing over Costas, 50 years, we're going to honor Pete and family and First Vendor, and I thought, well, I'll get there a little early, maybe do my hair a little special. I had no idea. You brought a whole army. This is a full-on promotion you brought here.
I had no idea, Nestor. I had no idea what was happening.
Pete, did you know all this was going? They were spinning a wheel in here.
I was in the dark. I just came in, and the army just kept coming in. But it
was like
nice.
Ants marching here, John. You know, all of these folks. First things first, we're here celebrating 50th anniversary. I've got all the old logos and all the old school stuff that goes on. I'm also giving away the instant lottery. Ken's very happy because he got a winning ticket over here earlier at Costas. But today's the kickoff of the whole thing. And I've been doing these luncheons with you and Roz and Carol and for years and years and years. And I bet it was before the plague even, maybe 1819, you guys would stand up in front of everyone and say, our 50th is coming, our 50th is coming, we're going to make a big deal about it. Today's literally the kickoff of the kickoff, right?
It is. And we are very proud of all the relationships we have with our retailer universe. We have 4,400 retailers, but only about 30 of them have been with us for nearly 50 years, and we're very honored that Costas Inn has been with us from day one, and it has been a great relationship, and we thought it was appropriate that when we start this several weeks of honoring and recognizing retailers, that this is where we needed to start. It had to start here with Pete and his crew. They've been very kind and great partners over 50 years, and we're just pleased and proud that we could be here to help honor not only what they do for us, but also a little tip of the cap to their 50-year-plus legacy.
Thank you, John.
They didn't get a proper 50th because you were like a prom child. It fell in the middle of the plague a little bit.
It was right during COVID, so we had to downplay it a little bit. But we did the best we could, and we had a nice celebration and celebrated 50 years, and now we're over 52.
I made him make me crab toast for that one, and he brought out this platter with like 58 crab toast and stuff like that. And I saw what he did for you guys, but the lottery side of your business, and we talk about crabs, crab cakes, you talk about all the celebrities that come through here. Before I even get in the door, Tony Siragusa is staring at me, and that always warms my heart, especially since we lost him. But for you, your family, someone like Mike came in here, one of the sales guys came in here and said, we're going to start selling numbers here, 1972, 73, and your dad's here, and you said, yeah, we want to do this. And I know you have a story.
We jumped right on. I mean, when we knew the lottery was coming to Maryland, we just, you know, we wanted to be a part of that. And we were one of the, you know, first retailers, and there was a handful. I mean, you had to drive miles to go to another retailer. And then 5-6 years later, I mean, they were popping up everywhere. You had a lottery agent, you know, they were just, you know, multiplying, and rapidly. And but, you know, being one of the first, and it's been a great partnership. But it's definitely evolved over the years of the analog, archaic machines that, well, at the time they were state of the art, but
John's
the tickets
laughing,
total.
But I talked about this every week. I said, so what did they bring your dad? Like, what, okay, we're going to do this. What are the tickets? How's it on the up and up? As I always say, like, I have no idea how it even functioned. You know, I was 5 years old at the time.
Yeah.
Right? Was there a machine or were they tickets?
No. It was a machine that you would just punch in the three-digit number, straight box combination, and that was it. There'd be a line in that lottery whiskey line, and people would just play lottery, and then you would take the tickets and physically add up the total, because there wasn't a mechanism to total the number, the amount that was owed. And it was time consuming, you know, but people waited and people played. And it's amazing that you try to do that today, that won't work. You know, everything's so instant and fast.
Well, I was telling your uncle over in the bar a little while. Everybody here is family. I mean, that's the way it's rolled here forever and ever. And, I was looking at the machine, and we were talking about how many years you'd been here. And I looked up at the racing, the racetracks promotion, and it's almost like real horses. Like, you catch it out of the corner of your eye, and it feels like you're watching racing. And I'm thinking to myself, John, for you, 3 digits, then you go 4 digits, then we're going to have this lotto, then we're going to have $1 million, then we're going to do Keno. Now, I was on the radio. I've been on radio 31 years. I remember when Keno rolled out, and that was another thing. Yeah. But having folks like Costas that you do business with to say, we're going to do a new thing, a new game, a new machine, a new way to do this. We're going to roll out Powerball. We're going to roll out Mega Million. All of these things, to have willing partners is the only way this function, long before the internet, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how you grow a business. That's how you begin the business. And this was long before I got into the industry. But, I love hearing stories like Pete tells of the early days. We started selling tickets on May 15th, 1973, and the first drawing was May 24th, 1973. And scratch-off tickets didn't come around for 3 years after that, 1976. But then you're right. You start to look at a progression of things, and we had a $1 scratch-off ticket, and then people sat around meeting rooms and said, "Gee, do you think we should try a $2 scratch-off ticket? Will they buy it? Will people not buy it?
What if we put cherries on it, or
exactly.
Three Stooges,
right.
or Willy Wonka, or
right.
Brandy?"
Right.
Right.
So you start to evolve. We have a pick 3 number. Gee, what if we put a pick 4 number? Would people, you know? And now it's comical, right? I mean, you think of the exponential growth in a lot of businesses, lottery. Notwithstanding, but a lot of businesses, man, those early days, those pioneer days, were just great learnings. But you look at it today in retrospect, and we make decisions, in seconds and hours and days that might have taken months of agonizing.
And have years of research that go into making a good decision.
Oh, yeah. And now, not to mention, now we're at, $50 a ticket.
Right.
I have one of those in the bag, and they brought me all sorts of things out. Pete, before we went on, and Mr. C may get, he may be imbibing over at the bar over Mr. Causey. Gigi's coming a little later on. But you have folks here that are very engaged in John's games, in lottery games, in a lot of ways. And now we have mobile gaming. And, I mean, I'm watching the Oriole game, and in the third inning, they're telling me whether I won my bet or not in the broadcast. So we've moved to a different level of all of this. But the people that enjoy lottery games in places like you that sort of specialize in giving you a place to hang out, have a crab cake, stay a while, watch a game, have a beer, that the level of engagement for your bar specifically, I always see people playing the lottery in here, always.
Oh, yeah, it's a great flow. I mean, people come in for a cold beer and something really nice to eat, and, the lottery fits right in. It's a great partnership. And, John, thank you for honoring us today and being here. Really means a lot for you to be here.
By the way.
I didn't pick him.
All right.
There was no picking involved. It was obvious. There wasn't picking.
Thank you.
Well, there aren't a whole lot of businesses that are still here 50 years later.
Well,
I mean, that's
are.
A tip of the cap to anyone. I mean, I feel like I'm 31 years. I feel, 50 is a whole different level.
Yeah.
And for many of your retailers along life's highway, things change in 50 years. Things haven't changed here. So that's really kind of a neat thing.
I remember when Keno started and the big Keno board, the 10x10 Keno board, looked like a bingo board.
Yep.
That was a huge deal. I mean, we had it up on the wall. We had this big...
People watching their number. It's like watching horses,
it's
right?
It's like flashing. The red light would come on, 11, 12, and people were just into it.
But again, that was the nature of the industry. I mean, we launched Keno in 1992, and when you went to Las Vegas back in 1992, that's what Keno looked like. They had these big boards.
Yep.
There were parlors, literally,
right,
parlors.
Right.
Yeah.
And
Las
the numbers
Vegas
would pop
it.
Up, and the numbers would pop up. And now you look at our Keno shows today. Shameless plug coming here, but we have a new $3 scratch-off ticket called Frogger. You may be familiar with that.
Oh, hold on. I think I got one.
Here's
right here.
Visual.
There it is right there. It's a visual. There you go. I got one. Yes, I do.
And we've taken that Frogger ticket, and we've applied it now to a Keno skin. So that right now, people in your bar who are watching Keno may see an animated Frogger, like if you were playing the game. And when the frog crosses, a Keno number comes up.
Very cool.
Let me know when you get Pac-Man. That's my game back in the day.
We're looking at that.
All right,
So who's behind the curtain on all this stuff?
The wizard.
Well, that's just it. I mean, the technology has evolved to a point now where, the things that we launched 30 years ago, with Keno, it's a very different environment today.
Well, I'm John Martin's out here. We've talked about this for a long time. It is a Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, Raskin Global, our friends at Wise Markets. We're in Dundalk. We're kicking off. We're going to be on Friday at Fadley's, which turns out to be opening day now. We're going to be Springsteening on Friday night. We'll get the new arena. Well, you know, I wanted to go down and celebrate the opening of the new arena. And then next week, we're going to be with friends of yours at Pappas up in Bel Air. They have a brand new location up there. So we're going to be with Tim and them. And then on the 27th, I'm taking it to the neighborhood down at Federal Hill. We're going to be at Captain Larry's. I've never had the crab cake there. They tell me it's great. It's in the neighborhood with Chris Bikus, so we're going to be doing that. But, you know, getting around for all of this, this is a special week. And it's I'm wearing my orange, right? So it's opening day. You have an Oriole promotion. When I think of Orioles games, the Orioles are on right now. Grayson Rodriguez is in the second inning, giving up a couple of runs. What's going on? That can't happen. Cut that. We got to edit that. But the Orioles in opening day and what that means and the new arena, this is a real renaissance period in time coming out of the plague, all the things that happen, where we are, that normalcy has happened, that you're going downtown to see Springsteen on Friday. There's energy around.
Oh, downtown's going to be hopping. You got the Orioles. Now you got back-to-back doubleheader with Springsteen. Doesn't get any better than that.
Well, my wife's going to start playing the game because we want to hear her name called up. We want to make her a contestant.
Oh,
so tell everybody about the home run, Riches, and what we're doing here, because at some point in this game, somebody's going to have a chance to win some money.
Yeah, absolutely. We've done this now for the last several years. Pete's probably very familiar with it. It's called our Home Run Riches Second Chance Contest. If a player enters their ticket from purchasing a Home Run Riches fast play ticket, they can enter it into their My Lottery Rewards account. And once a month, we select for the game's upcoming a contestant of the game.
Everybody's familiar with that. Everybody has seen the contestant of the game. And you're like, how did John in Annapolis get to do that? Well, this is the way it happens.
This is the way it happens. And just for being selected, they win $500. And they win $500 for every home run hit by the Orioles in that game. With the caveat this year that when the Orioles hit their 50th home run, and they're in a pretty good clip already here after the first week.
I've seen the gun show.
Keep it going.
The 50th home run, that lucky winner will win $50,000.
Oh, wow.
For that game.
Wow. How great is that?
Jorge Mateo is becoming my favorite player in the first week.
Yeah.
Every year I feel like I have to have a favorite player, and I don't want to pick Rutschman or Gunner. You know, I'm just picking a guy, and he hit a bomb the other night, and I'm thinking, who's going to be the one that hits the bomb that cashes it in? Do you remember Gary Renicky hit that grand slam? Everybody in remembers him hitting the grand slam and winning the $1 million back in the 80s, and I'm thinking, this is the biggest home run riches you've ever done, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, and we're going to do two $50,000 winners. So when the 50th home run is hit, which might be end of May at this rate, but we're also going to then hold off another $50,000 winner for home run riches at the end of the season.
That'll be closer to the Springsteen day to Camden Yards.
There you go.
To, right?
September.
We measure life through Springsteen days.
Maybe.
We do, right?
Maybe we could get the boss to pick a lucky
How cool would that
winner.
Be?
Okay.
That's work on that.
I know you've wanted to
I've got pull, not that much pull, but I got some pull.
Got to talk to Max Weinberg.
I'm wearing my Eagles Hotel California belt here today, so I'm ready for spring. I'm ready for all of this, and I was looking forward to today. But John, I had no idea the artillery you were going to bring in here. You know, Seth said we're going to have some people, and you're like, it's going to be a little promotion. You had I was on the news. I mean, you had television stations here. So for the state, tell everybody what else you're going to be doing like this, because I know not every stop's like this, but you are on a weekly basis literally going all over the state and honoring Pete's in Brunswick, Pete's in Cumberland and in Cambridge, all over the state, right?
For the next several weeks, we're going to identify about 30, 35 retailers who have been with us, many of them for 50 years, but significant 10 years. Call them our legacy retailers. And we'll have presentations, recognizing they're not all set up like this. You know, they may be.
They're not going to have a plaque as nice as the one you gave Pete. We'll say that for now.
That's wonderful.
It is nice.
They may be a convenience store or a liquor store or a gas station. So, you know, they don't have the wherewithal to do the same kind of thing.
But imagine those places being there 50 years. I talked to Seth about my little kitchen. Zanino's was our little place in our neighborhood where they had lottery tickets. And people lined up, walked up, went up in the 70s. I remember it vividly. To think how many of those kinds of places that are like a family like Pete's family that are still there 50 years later, that's a That's just a special thing.
Well, you look at it from our perspective, and these are, as I mentioned to Pete before when we were talking, you know, these are, many of them, small businesses, family-owned businesses, mom-and-pop shops, first-generation immigrants coming to this country. And the lottery piece of business is significant for them economically.
Absolutely.
It's a lifeblood for some of these organizations. And they are so tied to the fabric of their communities that that's something we just can't ignore. I mean, they've been great partners for 50 years. If we can come around and they can dust me off and get me out of the office and have me come out and hand a plaque, then I need to do that.
Well, I, for my friends at the Zanino family, and I still know Frank, Sandy, all of them, they lost their dad recently. I would just think back in the 70s when they said they were going to have numbers and you're going to be able to go get a machine in 19. And I remember how people would go up there, and I'm thinking, you say, well, they make a nickel on a ticket or a penny on a ticket, whatever it was in the day for them. That's nice. But what it did was somebody pick up a pack of gum. They buy a steak. They buy a six-pack. They buy something. There was a sub shop. So, like, it was a lure to bring people in. And 50 years later, these businesses are still here because they sold tickets. And they're still selling tickets, right?
Very much so. We know from experience that the residual sale, they're not just coming in to buy a lottery ticket. That they're coming in, if it's on their morning run, they're getting their coffee, whatever they need to do to start their day. If it's the Friday night and they're getting their stop at the liquor store.
Mine's the other way around. Yeah, let me tell you what. We pull into the Royal Farms, my wife and I. She looks up. She saw this morning. She said, 470, right? Whatever. Was that what it is? 40, whatever it is, she knows it's a lot, enough to make her buy. I go for the chicken or for the Western fries, and she looks up and sees the sign. She's like, in her pocket, here she comes in. So she buys the ticket because we're there. It's the other way around sometimes,
well,
right?
Oh, yeah, very much so. We know it's an impulse buy for people who are coming in there, and that's why signage is important. That's why we have a field network out there that communicates and makes sure that the promotional material is in place. We advertise heavily in social media and on the airwaves. So, we're in a very competitive marketplace, and that competitive, you know, you wouldn't think, well, gee, you're the only lottery in the state. Well, yes, we are, but that doesn't mean that things are given to us. We have to compete for that share of mind, for that impulse purchase. Does somebody make a purchase to buy a bag of chips or a candy bar, or do they buy that $2 Powerball ticket because the jackpot might be high?
I know we're in April, but we want to say responsibly as well. We're always talking about this, and certainly baseball season. I do think it's fascinating how mobile and sports, if you're a sports fan, how the wagering part comes to you now, right? You don't have to go to it. If you're watching the game, it very quickly, John, 18 months ago, you're trying to get this online. It's there all day, every day for you, right?
And you're right. The responsible gaming part is paramount in that. We accept that responsibility. We educate players and retailers every time as to the player protections that are available. We're fortunate enough to have great partners on that side, so should someone be in a situation where they do need some help, the help is available at no cost to them in the state of Maryland. It's a responsible position to be in, and we hope that people conversely play responsibly.
I hope they're having fun with it as well. And I don't know if there were their odds on moving opening day to the same day as Bruce Springsteen. How's this going to go for you? How's Costas going to run on Friday night with you and your brother and the whole family? Opening day, Springsteen, same day. We've never had a day like this
before. No. It's going to be challenging, but I got a good team in place, and it's been set from the beginning of early last week. So they'll take the ball and run with it.
Are you born to run?
Absolutely. John, never stop.
John, you going to the show? No, you're not going to the show.
I'm not. I'll listen to my.
I'll get you a ticket.
I'll listen to my Springsteen cassettes and my 8-track.
Well, they call this the crab cake tour for a reason. I had the crab cake as part of the shrimp salad sandwich. He brought me a sandwich as big as my head. It was this big.
The sandwich Chesapeake. It's a winner.
And wow. I said to Sarah, I'm like, are you saying I got a big mouth? Is that what you're saying? Made the radio guy, you know? Come on down to Costas and enjoy it. 50th anniversary of the Maryland Lottery and the crab cake tour. I'll be giving these away at Fadley's, at Pappas, at Captain Larry's, all the places we go, but we're at Costas right now. We got a great show ahead. I got local people coming by. The new UMBC head coach for soccer And, you know, I thought it was cool when Karinji was involved because he's a Paisan, he's Highland Town.
Great guy.
We get rid of Pete after all these years at UMBC, and they hire a Dundalk guy. So Anthony Adams is going to be here a little later on, a real Dundalk guy, and had connections to another Dundalk business over on Merritt Boulevard and at the corner of Wise and Hollibert. So we'll talk a little Poplar Inn with him and his family, as well as Gigi Causey, who is my childhood friend, my Zumba friend, my theater friend, and the father-in-law who plays the lottery in the other room here. So I'm keeping it local, all in the family. John Martin from the Maryland Lottery. Let you get back to doing... What do you do all day when you're not doing radio with me?
I wait for Gail to tell me where I need to go next.
All right. Well, it's not... You started at the top. It cost us. So now, you know, got to make our way around the state. We'll be doing that. Thanks for all you do for us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
John Martin, director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming, reminding you to
do
the responsible thing.
Thanks.
Nestor, pleasure.
Anything you want to say? Crabs in season?
We're rolling. This is crab season. We have Lent coming up. We got Good Friday coming up, so plenty of seafood options, and steamed crabs just call for availability. They're available every day.
I had the Chesapeake sandwich at the bar. I had the steamed cream spinach. Get him cream spinach to go.
Yeah,
I grabbed him the cream spinach, and I tell him, just get him some cream on me.
We're going to take good care of him.
I came 11:30. Place is a little empty. Then people are in. They're eating some lunch, getting some crab cakes. And then the first batch of crabs came in here, maybe about noon, and I smelled it. And I'm like, summer.
Noon's good for crabs.
80 degree day, opening day week, opening a new arena, doing things and celebrating with the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving these instant scratch-offs away. I like them because they're old school like me. Our friends at Window Nation. By the way, Window Nation has given me, April is window awareness month to not hurt yourself on your window. So I have verbiage for that for Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. And our friends at Raskin Global. Leonard's going to get upset if I don't get this dirty soon. If I don't get some proper J.O. spice.
You can use that today.
And, you know, I have my little bottle opener as well. We're Costas, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive in a spring awakening. Stay with us.